The object at hand is an Aztec necklace that was made sometime in between the 15th and early 16th century. This object was part of the vast gold treasure that was taken by Hernan Cortes and the Spanish upon their conquest of the Aztec Empire. What remains of this artifact are numerous small golden frogs that would have been connected through a chain and worn around the neck. Although the chain is now gone, the ornaments are still complete. In Aztec society, necklaces made of numerous small beads, often in the form of animals, were among the many types of gold ornaments worn by nobility. The creatures in this specific Aztec necklace were associated with prosperous rain and the sustenance that the rainy season brought to the Aztec Empire. The golden frogs were depicted because they lay thousands of eggs and are associated with fertility and growth. The craftsman that created this precious work of art and symbol of status was most likely of Mixtec descent, which were contemporaries of the Aztecs in southern Mexico. The Mixtecs were renowned craftsmen within the Aztec Empire who perfected the art of working with gold, but unfortunately it's impossible to distinguish between Mixtec gold work and Aztec gold work, due to the lack of Spanish documentation upon their plundering. As the 1400s came to a close, the Aztecs had established a vast military empire in what is modern-day Central America and Mexico. The Aztecs ruled their vast empire from their central capital of Tenochtitlan, which emulated the Aztec society's size, wealth, and beauty. The peoples absorbed by the Aztecs conquering were allowed to rule themselves autonomously, but were required to pay heavy tributes to the capital of Tenochtitlan. What resulted was a massive influx of wealth that streamed into the city from all over the empire, including the Mixtec self, where the gold frog necklace originated. What ensued were strained relationships between the ruling Aztecs and the conquered peoples, as many subjects of the Aztec Empire grew restless and frustrated with these high forms of taxes. This, combined with debates of succession under Montezuma II, allowed Cortes to exploit alliances among the conquered peoples. In 1517, Cortes made expeditions to nearby Yucatan, where he learned of the wealth and knowledge of the vast Mayan Empire. Lured by tales of riches, including immense stockpiles of gold, Cortes was granted exploration of Central America by Spain in 1519. Cortes had spoken eloquently about the riches to be found in these newly discovered western lands, and the seamen and soldiers who chose to join his expedition all looked for excitement, glory, and wealth. It is here where the golden frog necklace played its largest role in the Spanish infringement on Aztec culture. The golden frog necklace signifies what the Spanish wanted from the Aztec culture, and is not only a symbol of the wealth within the vast Aztec Empire, but a symbol of the chaos and destruction that ensued upon a Spanish arrival. Motivated by greed and glory, Cortes and his men sought to travel to Tenochtitlan in 1519 in hopes of finding immense riches. Those who were distinguished members of Aztec society had worn artfully crafted necklaces, ear ornaments, wristbands, leg bands of precious materials such as gold. A necklace ornamented with frogs like the one in the Metropolitan Museum would have been worn by someone of extreme wealth and nobility within their empire. At the time the Aztecs had established their vast empire, the Mixtec peoples in South Mexico were attributed with being master goldsmiths. These Mixtec craftsmen were often commissioned by the Emperor of the Aztecs and Tenochtitlan's nobility to create symbols of wealth, status, and power. It was because of these craftsmen and the amount of gold that was being imported to Tenochtitlan that led European exploration and their eventual mass killings of the Aztec people. Meetings of the Aztecs and Spanish occurred in 1519, just outside the capital. Cortes only had a small force with him, but the original meeting was peaceful and resulted in gifts being exchanged between the two vastly different cultures. The gifts given to the Spanish showcased their wealth and exceeded even Cortes' high standards in hopes of what the Aztecs possessed. Montezuma II never wanted Cortes to enter the city of Tenochtitlan and even encouraged the leaders beneath him to dissuade Cortes from advancing to the city. However, after receiving Aztec gifts of gold, Cortes and the Spaniards would not stop at nothing to find this source of immense wealth. Under Cortes, the Spanish utilized the unrest of the captured tribes to their advantage. Because of lack of monochromatic political landscape throughout the Aztec Empire, Cortes gained allies and local tribal peoples who were frustrated with having to give away their resources and stockpiles of gold, such as the Tonax and Tlaxcalans. At the time of Spanish entry, Tenochtitlan was of immense size and beauty. Their population boasted 150,000, which was three times more than of London. However, within 2 years of Cortez's original entry of the city, he and his allies had burned the city to the ground and accepted the surrender of the Aztec emperor. When Tenochtitlan was the center of Aztec world and economy, the golden frog necklace represented the culture that they developed and that the Europeans under Hernan Cortez plundered. The essential difference in cultures that led to the defeat of the Aztecs in Tenochtitlan was warfare. Aztec children were raised from early age as warriors, but practiced a style of warfare that was more ceremonial than those practiced by the Spanish forces. Aztec fighting was based on capturing subjects, and no one desired the slaughter or eradication of foe. Their main use of captives would be as future subjects for tributes and sacrificial practices, while on the other hand, the Spanish used guns and horses, and their main objective was to kill. Despite having the clear advantage in numbers, the Aztecs were defeated in part because the Spanish had played their enemies against them and overwhelmed their ranks through the terror of guns and horses. Although Cortez and the Spanish killed many Aztecs and took Montezuma II hostage, the real killers of this incredibly large empire were diseases. Lacking the immunity necessary to fight off the sicknesses such as smallpox, the Aztec population saw death rates climb into the 90s. The golden frog necklace symbolizes the rise and fall of one of Central America's most vibrant empires. In one sense, the gold necklace glorifies the wealth and prosperity that was achieved by the Aztecs. On the other hand, the object also represents the fall of an Aztec empire. It was gold that brought the Spanish explorers to Tenochtitlan, and this precious metal led to the ultimate demise of an empire. The cultural interactions that occurred upon the meeting of the Spanish and the Aztecs were those of one empire virtually wiping out another. The gold frog necklace remains one of the symbols of the once great and all-powerful Aztec Empire.